Hello, this is Tiara.
Hello, this is Allie.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we are starting a new series, and I am so excited about this because this is going to mark the beginning of our Conspiracy Central series, where we will be diving into different conspiracy theories and putting our own spin on what we think is really going on. Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry, that was kind of cheesy.
Dun, dun.
I enjoyed it though. Yes, I am super excited. I'll change it to we. We love conspiracies and they are honestly like my happy place. Part of part of what I love to do is just to, you know, be Alice and go down the rabbit hole and dig, and sometimes I dig too far, and I don't know. I don't care. I don't mind because I just love it so much. And today we are going to talk about the Mandela effect. If you're not familiar with the Mandela effect or what that is, the Mandela effect is basically something, an event that has already happened before, or it's changed over time and it's not exactly like how you remember it, but like companies or these people are saying like, no, like this is the way it's always been. And you're just like, no, like it's changed over time. And really the big question is, why is it changing? Like, why do we remember it so clearly and differently than the way that it is being like marketed now? And there's really no formula. It's just, I mean, this, it could be, brands are really, really popular with this. And we'll go over like some of the brands that we see. And then also like people dying. Like Tiara and I just experienced this like a few months ago with Bob Barker. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure the guy has died like 3 times by now. Like, I don't understand why he keeps dying and why it keeps coming out in the news that he keeps dying. But we know for a fact that he has died previously. And this, like, these are examples of the Mandela effect.
Right. So essentially what science will say is that it's just this phenomenon where masses of people are collectively misremembering events or facts or pop culture stuff or pop culture moments. And it's happening on such a broad scale that it was given the name the Mandela effect, particularly because Nelson Mandela was the individual who, for whatever reason, has probably been the most misremembered when it comes to his actual death. So I don't quite know like what launched this. I want to say that I think gradually over time, people started noticing that something was off with some of these historical events. And it's so funny, like, can you imagine being that first person that was like, wait a minute, no, this happened already. Why is that happening again? Like, it's, where do you go with that if you're that person? But apparently, there is this huge misremembering of when Nelson Mandela died. Some people remember him dying, like, in the 80s. Was it the 80s or 90s?
No, people, like, remember him dying while he was in prison. And then other people swear, like, no, he got out of prison and he, like, died while he was in office.
Right. So and these are people in mass, right? So mass groups of people who have different perspectives of when this happens. But I think one of the reasons why there's such a fascination with the Mandela effect right now is because there are so many examples of it. Like so many. And one of the ones that really stick out to me is the Monopoly guy. Because as a kid, I remember seeing that character with a monocle in his eye.
Yes, I do too.
Right. But when you go and you look at the Monopoly guy now, he doesn't have a monocle.
Nope.
And they will say to you, he never had one. And I'm just like, no. So it's mind-blowing in some of these examples out there. And I have some theories as to what's really going on. Dun, dun, dun.
We both have some theories, but let's talk about, like, the before we dive into those, let's just talk about some of these brands, right? Like Looney Tunes. That's a really big one.
Okay, so that one is the spelling, right?
Yes, the spelling, like Looney Tunes, T-O-O-N-S, and now it's spelled like tune, like T-U-N-E, T-U-N-E-S.
Okay, so I feel like there are people who remember both, and which one you remember is probably going to depend, again, this is the conspiracy, it's probably going to depend on your original timeline.
Right. So, and but there's a million examples. That's just one. The biggest one for me, because I was obsessed with these books, is the Banting Bears.
Oh right. Oh my god, that one makes me insane.
Yeah, that one makes me insane. I had like every book of that collection, and I like read them religiously as a child. And I was like, how they market it now is wrong.
Okay, so I just want to make sure we're on the same page with that one. So the way I remembered it was Berenstein, B-E-R-E-N.
Yes, Steen. It was with the E, and now right. They are marketing it with the A.
So it's Berenstain.
Yes.
No. No.
And there's just so many. What's another really big one? Like
the cornucopia.
The cornucopia on the fruit of the loom. Yes. Oh, and God. I remember the cornucopia being
there. I do too.
And it's so funny. I've seen TikToks where people like have kept some of this super old school stuff.
Really?
And they went into their closet and found one of their old t-shirts with the cornucopia.
Oh. Wow. But yes, if you go to the company, they'll say it never existed.
It never existed. No. And with like the band with the Berenstain Bears or Berenstain Bears is like people have found one of the old books and they show it like on video through TikTok changing from Stein to Stan.
I have seen that
in front of their very eyes.
I can't speak as to whether it's authentic or not, but I have seen that. I think I saw the same video you did where it was the guy and he was going from like room to room. Yeah.
Yes.
So who knows how authentic that is, but you know, it gives a little credence to some of these conspiracy theories about there being some type of timeline split. The bigger question is when did that happen and how many people were affected by it, assuming that that conspiracy holds any type of credence.
Right, but it's everywhere. It's with the Kit Kat bars. It's with Pikachu. It's with Oscar Mayer. It's so crazy how many brands they have done this to.
Okay, so there's another one that drives me insane. And this is a big one. It really hits the millennials because we remember seeing this movie as a kid with Shaquille O'Neal.
Kazam.
Not Shaquille O'Neal. It was with, oh my God, what's his name? He did a different movie. Sinbad.
It's Kazam, right?
Yes.
Kazam. Yes. I have watched that movie.
Literally.
I used to watch it all the time as a kid. And now even he's coming out saying, I don't know what you're talking about. That movie never existed.
Right. And people are like,
I never made that movie.
Don't fuck yourself, dude.
No, but people have found VHSs.
They have.
Because people are pack rats and hold on to that shit. And they were like, why do I still have the movie?
Right. And of course, he probably hasn't said anything about that, has he?
No.
Right. Of course not. But yeah, so it's so funny because I've seen this explained multiple ways where some people were like, oh, well, the movie was actually not Kazam. It was Shazam and it was with Shaq. And I do think that there was a movie with Shaq.
Shaq did a movie where he was a genie in the bottle.
Right. So what the theory is for some is that people are misremembering Shazam as Kazam, and I don't think that's what it is.
No, they each made that movie,
right?
Because I've seen them both.
Oh, you have seen them both?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen the one with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, no, I've seen them both.
Oh wow, are they similar?
They are, but the child actors are completely different.
Oh wow. Yeah, that one makes me crazy too.
They all make me crazy. They all make me crazy.
I know. But like, why would you come out and say that? I mean, see, I can't tell if Sinbad is in on the conspiracy. I don't know.
I think they all are. I mean, the fact that like brands are coming out saying like, no, a cornucopia was never part of our logo.
Right. Yet people have like ancient stuff that shows.
Exactly. I have an old Monopoly board with the guy having his little monocle.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh my God. I need to see that.
I still have the Bansting Bear books.
My head almost blew up with the whole monocle Monopoly guy one because I was like, no, I swear to God. And I even went and was like looking at the different boards in the store looking for it with the monocle and I didn't see it. And I was like, am I losing my shit? Like, oh my gosh, it makes me insane. So if you have that, like, I just need to see a photo or something just to ease my mind.
Okay, well, it's in the U.S., so it's going to be a while.
Right.
Sorry.
That's okay. So interesting thing about this whole theory is that I want to say this was a couple of years ago. This kid named Max Laughlin, allegedly a young child prodigy genius. I mean, I can't say allegedly. He clearly is if he's come up with this theory. And this was on TikTok for a little bit where people were kind of commenting on this and had some really interesting perspectives about it. But he theorizes that the scientists at CERN that have been using the particle collider, which I could talk forever about that thing. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you trying to do? Why are you doing that? What are we gaining from you doing that? Like, could you just, anyway. This kid comes out and says that the scientists at CERN may have accidentally transported us to a parallel universe using the Hadron Collider, giving us what we see now in our reality as the Mandela effect. And as crazy as this sounds, it kind of resonates. Like, I'm not going to lie.
It resonates for you? I mean,
it kind of does. I mean, who knows, obviously. It just, I could see that happening.
Well, let's talk about timelines for a second. And we've briefly touched on timelines in a previous episode, but there are an infinite number of timelines, and we do exist on multiple timelines. And they say with ascension, like, you when you ascend and when you raise your levels of consciousness, that we become different realities of ourselves, and technically what we're doing is shifting timelines.
Right. Technically.
So
that time, the whole timeline theory, I think it's string theory. It's rooted in string theory, which is that we exist in infinite number of parallel universes, and they kind of all coalesce, and like, I don't know if touch is the right term, but that essentially we have multiple existences and multiple realities, and which one we align with depends on our frequency. Right.
Okay, so when we're shifting, because we exist on multiple timelines, I mean, does that explain why things would be changing the way that they are?
So his theory is that whatever timeline we were on before got destroyed because of the shit they were doing with the Hadron Collider, which, again, I have my sentiments about that. And so we got moved to the next closest timeline with the next closest frequency alignment. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that's what he's speculating, that there are people who remember things from the original timeline. We got moved to this timeline, and the stuff is slightly different. Because apparently, again, this is all in theory, different timelines have, while they're all essentially similar and the same, there are slight differences, just very, very slight, subtle differences between all the timelines.
That's very interesting. I mean, I see the theory, and as someone who kind of works within timelines a little bit as I explore timelines, I mean, I would say that that theory is not far-fetched at all.
Right. Now, the bigger question is, okay, so let's say that this is the case. Is the government in on the conspiracy? Like, do they know what happened? And so now they're just like, oh, well, we have to just make sure that people think that they're misremembering.
Well, speaking of government, I have a theory about the government. And this kind of ties back to, like, who we are as human beings. And the government has complete, utter control. Right? Like, they control our news. They control what gets out there. They control, like, everything is so meticulously designed for them to keep people in the lower vibrations, to keep people in this very controlled environment, because technically they control everything. Right. So the theory goes is that the government does know, and the government is, this is just an experiment to the government to make small changes to see if they can control the mass population even further.
That is interesting. I have not heard that one.
I've heard it a few times.
Okay, so let's say that that's the case, that they want to see if they can control us further. Why do they need to shift universes to test that theory?
Well, I don't know if they're shifting universes. I just think
or
that
timeline.
They want to. I don't think that we're shifting universes or timelines. I think for them, it's just, hey, like, we're just an experiment to them. Like, this is all experimental. Like, hey, like, let's make this small change here and market it to people and make them think that they're going fucking crazy.
And if we think we're going crazy, do they gain more control?
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes. Control is a very powerful tool.
Right. It is. And our government likes to wield that for whatever reason.
It's not just our it's all governments around the world.
Right.
Unless you are in a place of power, like, we basically are at their mercy because they control everything. It's all tied together. It's a chain.
Right. Interesting. No, I had not heard that one before.
Yeah, that this is just all some grand scheme of, like, hey, it's not even a scheme. It's literally an experiment. Of like, hey, let's throw that out there and see how the public responds, and let's see, like, it's all mind manipulation. That's all they want from us. They want us to be minions.
Right. So, okay. So then, if that's the case, just going off of that theory that this is a government thing, that they're in charge of this, that they're experimenting. How many times have we been shifted to different timelines?
Well, I mean, just in our lifetime, I mean, we've only been on this planet for almost 4 decades. So, I mean, I would say at least 2 or 3.
Very interesting.
So whether or not they're actually using government technology and actually shifting us into timelines, like, that, that's one theory. But the other theory is that they're not shifting us into timelines, and this is just all some grand experiment.
Okay, so I'm just going to double down on that, just going a different direction, but staying in the same area. I know that there have been a lot of chatter about people disappearing. Like, just into thin air, like, going poof. And I personally have not ever witnessed this or seen this happen. I hear stories. And I do hear a lot of stories about people disappearing, particularly, like, in the woods or in the forests. And I wonder if what they're doing with the Hadron Collider is contributing to the disappearance of people. Because if this is causing people to shift timelines, is that what's happening with some of the people who are disappearing? Total rabbit hole.
Oh, it's a complete rabbit hole. Conspiracies in general are a complete rabbit hole.
And the whole disappearing people thing, like, I know we weren't going to talk about disappearing people, but I have really been fascinated with this topic, especially since hearing about how people have gone missing in the U.S. I'm talking about the U.S. specifically, in like areas where there are caves and dense forestry. And there was a gentleman who has been researching this phenomenon. And he came up with a series called Missing 411. And he has his theories for what he thinks happening. He hasn't fully shared what that is. I think he just is trying to protect his reputation. But each of these disappearances has a very specific pattern. Usually what you'll see is it'll be someone who's Caucasian or German ancestry. Generally it's a male. Generally, what you'll see is they will disappear, but their clothes will still be there, oftentimes folded. Generally, you'll see things like the weather changing, or it'll get like cloudy, or just there will be some strange weather phenomenon that'll happen. And oftentimes, you'll also see people have searched the area multiple times, only to find their clothes in an area that they already searched. So I'm just wondering if there's some type of connection, like maybe when these people are disappearing, that the Hadron Collider is like opening and creating some type of portal, and that we're losing people this way. It's just so fascinating. This whole topic, especially of timelines and disappearances, is very fascinating. And I think that this rabbit hole goes deep. We're probably not going to get that deep on this episode, but there's a lot here. League is off about.
Well, it's just, I mean, if anything, it just leads to more questions, right? I mean, I know that I have a million questions about this, and especially about timelines and energy portals, and are we shifting realities, and what if this is just some grand experiment? And I mean, if it is, I'm just going to say that's fucked up.
It is fucked up. But we know that governments, especially the U.S. government, has a history of experimenting on people. Like, they have a documented history of medical experimentation on human beings. So is it
That's not just the U.S. I mean, if you look at other cultures, I'm just saying.
Well, sure. But I know specifically about the U.S. I don't know about, I mean, outside of, you know, maybe the Germans. What some of the other cultures have done. It's just, I just know that the U.S., I could see them doing that, unfortunately.
It's so fucked up.
It is. It's terrible.
I try to look at their point of view and kind of see where they're coming from. I don't agree with it, obviously, but I mean, I just think that we as humans are just so susceptible to being followers, and that, like, I just feel that humanity and society are just kind of looking for answers, but they're looking for answers in the wrong places. Like, you know, it's just like, well, it's the government and they're like the leaders of the country, so why wouldn't we believe them? And I feel like if you really kind of look at the whole picture, or the bigger picture, it's just like the government's so corrupt. And I think that is slowly starting to leak out. But the problem is that those people who are now, who have put so much faith in the government, and now that true colors are being shown, it's kind of like, okay, well, where do we turn? Where do we go now? Making people feel more lost.
Well, it's not just that either. It's like, so the whole thing with timelines shifting, like, that's actually something that's happening naturally on our planet because, you know, we have a global ascension taking place. People are shifting frequencies and they are merging with different timelines. Like, that's a legitimate natural phenomenon. It's just when you also see humans experimenting with stuff that they know nothing about, or that they, you know, think they know about but really don't, you start to have other questions. Like, oh, wait a minute, they're experimenting with highly, highly advanced electromagnetic frequency that could do who knows what. So it starts to get tricky to know, you know, what's what anymore. Like, what's the truth? Like, what's really happening? Like, you know, is this a natural thing? Is this something that they have control over? I know for a fact in the U.S., a lot of people do not trust the government. Actually, I don't really know if anyone does. I also know that Congress is, I think, the most hated entity in the country. I think Americans like cockroaches more than they like Congress. So for us, it's just like, oh, well, you know, if this is something the government's doing, then that sounds about right.
Right, but at the end of the day, it's still so fucked up.
It is. It is. And I ask myself this question often. I'm just like, why aren't we doing anything about this? Are we going to rise up and like...
I ask myself that question all the time. I know. I just like... So I've been out of the United States for a while. I go back and forth. I definitely go back and forth. And like when I'm there, I see like... I see it just crumbling before my eyes, and then like I'll leave just to like go on a trip and just gain some perspective. And I'm just like, why are the American people just lying down and letting this happen?
I know. I don't know why. Are we just that disillusioned? Like, I think that people are disillusioned. I think they're tired. They're broke. And I just think that they're just like, well, I don't want to lose this last bit of whatever I have, so I'm not going to bother, like, to rise up. Like, why would I do that? Again, this is just speculation. I don't really know what's stopping us from rising up and stopping this crazy stuff that they're doing. I don't know.
Well, it's because they also feel disempowered, right? And that's part of the whole control, right? It's just when you feel disempowered, you are afraid to make moves because it's like, all right, well, I'm barely hanging on to what little I have left. So if I make this move, what, like, they have the power just to take it away. And then what?
And then I have nothing.
So control and power is a very, like, it's a very manipulative thing, like disempowering people. That's all that this is at the end of the day.
Absolutely. It is disempowering people. And I think that with COVID, they did that very successfully. Like, People still now talk about how different their life was before COVID, like 2019, 2018, 2017. After COVID, people just like are numb and they're mentally unwell. They're emotionally imbalanced. They don't socialize. They feel fractured. We feel disconnected from ourselves and from each other. Like, COVID just did something to us. It took away more of, and I'm specifically talking about when we were locked away, when we couldn't socialize, when we had to order all our food. That did something to our collective psyche, and it left like a permanent wound. And I don't know if we'll ever recover from it. I don't know.
Well, I also see COVID as a very experimental thing, and the government saw that as a huge success.
Absolutely.
So what are they going to do? I mean, there's already reports coming out saying that next year is going to be another pandemic.
I know.
So,
plandemic is what I call them.
So, I mean, the more power that we give them, because us disempowering ourselves is just making them more powerful.
Right.
Right. So it's, I mean, we're just leaking our energy. We're just saying like, okay, well, we're just going to go with what you say because we're too afraid to do anything else. And if we did want to do something else, we don't have the means to do that.
Right. Right.
And so it's interesting to like, and that's why I love the Mandela effect theory, because, or conspiracy, because no one really knows, but like, I mean, this shit's out there that, you know, it might be from CERN, or it could be just some experiment of the government, or it could be a combination of both. But either way, I mean, you have to look outside of the conspiracy, and you have to look at the bigger picture here and what's really going on. And no matter what the reasoning is, I mean, we have to look at how it's affecting the people and how we right. are being affected by it. And honestly, like, people do have power, and it's so sad that people don't realize that we do have more power than we think that we do. Because if people knew that, we wouldn't be headed down this road that we're headed.
You know, that's a good point. And I never considered that. If we, as a collective, recognized and knew how much power we actually do wield, I think we probably would have risen already.
Oh, we absolutely would have. I love seeing like what's happening throughout Europe right now.
Right, which they don't showcase on American media. So
of course they don't, because they don't want American people getting this idea of,
I know,
well, they're doing it in Europe. Like, I mean, this is what I mean. Everything's in control, you guys. Like, people are standing up in Europe. People are pushing back. They are just saying enough is enough. And then you don't see any of that shit in America. You don't see any of that news. Why do you think that is?
I had no idea. I'm living in Colombia currently, but even when I was in the U.S., when that stuff was going on, I would have to get it from foreigners on TikTok, because it's not anywhere in American media at all. If you're in the U.S. specifically.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, like, anything, especially in, like, regards to this, like, it's a mind fuck. No one wants their fuck to be, like, no one wants their mind to be fucked with. Like, we've already experienced enough mind fuck through, COVID, through the pandemic, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to deem that as a success. So now it's kind of like, all right, well, you know, when we need to reel them back in, we can just create another pandemic, right? It's like, we are, if you look at everything as in a very experimental way, and if they succeed in that experiment, all we're doing is we're just like letting them have more control, letting them have more power, letting them, where we are giving away more of our rights.
Right.
Yeah. And I really like wish that people would really like take a step back and be like, why are we doing this? Like, I mean, I had said it in a previous episode, like me, I still traveled in 2020. People could not believe that I was still traveling. They're like, why aren't you at home? And like people, like some people even called me like selfish for traveling. And I was just like, I am taking the necessary precautions, but if the borders are open, I'm technically not breaking any laws or rules.
That's true.
And like, I'm taking the necessary precautions. I'm wearing my mask. Like, I'm being conscious of the people around me, but I'm not going to let this stop my life. And people thought I was crazy.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is I don't know that people are, I don't know that there are enough people who are that bold and courageous.
I wouldn't even say that I was bold and courageous. I was just like, I'm not going to let this dictate my life. Like, my perspective on it was, we're all going to die someday. You know, it would be unfortunate if I died earlier, but I mean, I could die walking outside of my house, you know, like my heart could fail. Like, there are so many other ways to die. And I was like, if COVID is what kills me, then it's what kills me. Like, everyone's going to eventually get it. It's a global pandemic.
Right.
So I just shifted my perspective and I just kept moving forward with my life.
Right. And obviously that's something that we're all, as a collective, probably going to need to do if we feel like we want to gain back any type of control or power over ourselves and our situations, like it's getting, especially with inflation and cost of living, like a lot of people are getting to the breaking point. And I know many are already there, but I feel like a lot more people, even people who quote unquote make six figures, are getting to that point where they're just like, what is the point of this? I'm still struggling. I can barely pay my bills. I'm up to my neck in debt. I can't afford to have children. I can't afford food. What am I doing this for?
Right. I think everyone's there. Everyone's there. I mean, like, look at like Gen Zers, right? I mean, they are aging. There are millennials that look younger than Gen Zers.
Oh, I have seen that on TikTok, and that shit blows my freaking
It blows
mind.
My mind too. That right. The amount of stress that the younger generations, the amount of stress and pressure that is coming to the younger generations, to the fact that they are looking older than millennials, I'm just like, whoa.
Right. No, the millennials look good. You guys look good. It's like, dang. Y'all are fine.
But the poor Gen Zers, I'm just saying, like, the pressure is really being felt, especially to the younger generations, because
Absolutely.
It's like everything that was promised to baby boomers, like, it's slowly trickling down to where we're, like, Tiara and I mentioned this in a previous episode, too. Like, we are never going to see retirement. We're never going to see our pension. We're never going to see Social Security. It's not going to make it to us. So then what?
Right. Well, that's probably when you'll start to see people start rising, especially when you go after people's money. Oh, yeah. That might be when you start to see it. I mean, I would love to see some type of other catalyst. And I've said this to myself, is I think that we're at that tipping point. We just need a catalyst. What's going to be the catalyst? What's going to set it off? Like, what's going to push us over that point? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. I have a theory. I think war is probably going to be involved, but I hope it doesn't get there.
Now, are you talking civil war or like
both
international? Oh,
both.
Yeah.
Because we already started seeing it. Like when people were talking about like nano and like people saying like, I think it was what, England, the UK, that was going to bring back what, I don't know what the word is, but like mandatory military.
Oh, drafts.
Mandatory drafts, yeah.
Yeah. And recruit women.
And people were on TikTok blowing up saying like, send me to jail. I'd rather be in prison than you forcing me to join the military.
You know, the sentiment is interesting because like decades ago, people were all about fighting for their country. So I just think it's interesting how that mindset has shifted. Like people
Have
the same pride for the country that they used to.
Well, no, they absolutely don't. But it's like, I mean, they made some good points. They were just like, okay, so I get a cell, I get a bed, I get fed 3 times a day. It's not like going to be luxurious, but I mean, it's free rent, it's free food, and that versus you wanting me to, you know, put me on a battlefield and die some horrific death.
Okay, fair point. That's why I like TikTok, because they break it down and it's like,
they bring a lot of just really interesting perspectives, like into why they're not joining the workforce, why they're aging at the rate that they're aging at, and why they rather go to prison than get on the field.
Right. Hey, all of that is totally valid, and I get it, and I get that perspective. I just think it's interesting that people today are choosing that versus serving their country. I just think that's interesting.
Well, people don't want to serve their country because people have been so fucked over by their country that they're just like, why should I fight for you? You don't fight for us. You don't provide us with what we need. Instead, you are printing billions of dollars that we don't technically have, putting us in further debt and supporting other countries when our country is falling apart.
which, by the way, printing money like that drives up inflation because the value of the dollar tanks. Again, we're talking about the U.S. It makes everything more expensive. And the more they do it, the more expensive stuff gets. And they keep doing it.
Right. And we're paying the cost.
Right.
We are paying the cost of them supporting the war in other parts of the world when our country and the people are suffering.
Exactly.
So why would we, like, lay down our lives for this government who don't even give a shit about us?
No, that's totally fair. And I think that's the sentiment of most people today.
And I think that's
especially the younger generation.
Right. And I think that's the sentiment with, like, most people around the world. It's not just the U.S. that has failed its people. It's like most governments.
Right. Of course.
So conspiracies are just so fascinating to us. Like, I am so excited to get into these series. Like, there are some really interesting ones, like the Titanic, I find to be super fascinating. Also,
I have never heard that Titanic one until you mentioned it.
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't, but
I have never heard of it, that one.
That's a really, really interesting one. I'm really excited to go into that one. And then there's, like, other ones about, like, demonic symbolism and being, like, the demonic symbolism being all around us and how even companies are involved because they want to keep people, like, in their, like, working out of their lower three chakras, and, like, how brands will manipulate you with, like, the lower colors, and there's just so much.
Yeah. So this is going to be a very juicy series. I don't know how many episodes we're going to do in this series, but it will be on par with the trauma series, maybe a couple more episodes than that, or we just might make it a continuing series. I'm not sure yet, but there's a lot in store in regards to Conspiracy Central, so please stay tuned.
Absolutely, and I think that, like, they might not come out consistently back to back, but that doesn't mean that we're going to stop recording them, because there is just so many conspiracies that Tiara and I just find so fascinating. So if they're not back to back, like, don't be alarmed. That doesn't mean we're gonna stop doing them, because we love them.
We do. We love them too much to ever stop doing them.
Yeah. And so I'm so excited that we started with the Mandela Effect. I just, like, kind of had that pop in my brain. I was like, this is the perfect one, because I think more people know about the Mandela Effect. I think people are experiencing it more and they're like, what the hell's going on? So I think that this will really appeal to our audience.
Yes, absolutely. So, and of course, if you guys have feedback or your own topic ideas, you guys know how to reach us on our website, www.goddessvibrationstudio.com. Let us know. Submit a message. We'll consider any ideas or thoughts you guys might have for future topics, or even if you have a specific topic in regards to any conspiracies, we're all ears.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining in. I hope you enjoyed our first episode in our Conspiracy Central. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I was so excited to record this episode, and I hope you guys had fun.
Yes, I had fun. I always have fun.
Same. So I hope everyone has a great week, and we will see you next time.
All right. Bye, you guys.
Goodbye.